Hello, everybody, and welcome back again to one more amazing week of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am the elusive, the wiry Pastor John McClain. In studio with me is the debonair, the smooth, the slick, the motivational, Mr. Positive himself, the man of I Believe in Myself motivational coaching, Andreas Ruiz.
Ooh, man. Wow. You just nailed it, man.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited. Yeah.
You ready?
We got the excitement going as soon as we started before the show. We got pumped up.
Yeah.
And now we feel the energy. Do you feel the energy?
Yeah. And I would encourage anybody out there in the world, before you do anything, get yourself a little ritual, a little something that you do to get yourself pumped, because it's helpful.
Absolutely.
And I'm feeling it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, that mixed with this morning, I got to speak with Sahuarita House of Worship, the church down there in Sahuarita, led by Pastor Henry, about all the great work that we do at Veteran Rescue Mission, but especially the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer that's going to be premiering November 15th at Harkins Theater. So
nice.
God is good.
Yeah, definitely.
All the time.
Absolutely.
And to show that that's true, like we do with this show at the top of it, we will go ahead and do our opening prayer. And our favorite is the Serenity Prayer. So it goes a little something like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will. So that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
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 Yes.
Man, I love it.
And I really love that. Yeah, I really do. It fires me up and it motivates me, and it's just constant. It's like an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Just a constant reminder.
Yeah, every week. You know,
absolutely.
At least once a week, you know, we get to kind of rely on that, and we get to kind of, it gets us started. It gets us going. And I think, like most people, sometimes I don't get into my scripture. Sometimes I don't pray, or sometimes I don't do this or that when it comes to my relationship with God as much as I would like to. But having these rituals, like we were saying before, mm-hmm. kind of makes sure I don't forget. You know, I definitely don't make forget. And definitely with this show, we don't want to forget who makes this all possible. So,
yeah,
you know, thank God for giving all the blessings in our lives. And we definitely thank him for giving us the strength to continue. And thank you for the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission and the awesome show we have for people today. We are going to be starting off today, actually, sharing with you guys the speech that I did today at Sahuarita House of Worship.
Nice.
And then the second part of the show, we will have kind of an impromptu I Believe in Myself tip of the week with Andreas Ruiz.
I already got one, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know, you always ready, do. Just in case.
And then the second half of the show, we will have an amazing lady with Gap Ministries, Tian Kennedy, here to speak about all the awesome stuff Gap Ministries does, because they got like programs coming out of the wazoo over there to help people. Whether
I'm
it's like
to hear about
the
that.
Children, adults, you know, people who are coming from homelessness. They got a culinary program. So Gap Ministries is the place for
That's
sure.
Really
I'm
cool,
definitely
man.
Excited to speak with Tian. Yeah. So we'll jump right into it today with Pastor John's, what would usually be Pastor John's verse of the week, but will be me sharing with you some of the great work that we've done over the past 10 years. And to share with you guys my relationship with Sahuarita House of Worship, the last time that I was there was 2 years ago. And it was certainly a lot has changed in that time. When I first spoke at Sahuarita House of Worship, I just started our homeless veteran transition ministry named Veteran Rescue Mission. And one of the members of that church, Sahuarita House of Worship, came to me and he said, hey, this this the pastor of this church would really like to support a homeless veteran program, go talk to him and see if, you know, tell him what you need and see if he can help. So I went and talked to Pastor Henry, and I told him, I got this beat up vehicle. I can barely get veterans to their appointments. I can barely, go do outreach to pick people up and get them back to our property. I could really use a van, to do these things. And within like a couple weeks, Pastor Henry, sorry, to House of Worship, rather, bought Veteran Rescue Mission a brand new van from a dealership.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was freaking, it was out of this world. And then in that time, in the past 2 years, we've been able to build 6 tiny houses. We've been able to build a chicken coop. We've been able to build a garden, a semi-solar installation. We've been able to kind of demo, and you've been part of us demoing, clearing out the property.
Yeah.
To
man, you remember the first time we went there? Oh my God, it was a horrible mess, man.
Yeah, it was known as the neighborhood junkyard.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh man, it's amazing what you've done.
What we've done.
Yeah, well, I helped, but come on.
Well, I helped too,
Of course,
all kind of played our part. Yeah. But yeah, definitely, just to give everybody some insight, like Andreas used to come with a group every single month and clear out the property, whatever we needed done. Like they helped us build installations, they helped us clear out the weeds, like a lot of things were done, made that possible. And So that aside, so we've done that. And then in that time, we've also been able to shelter over 200 veterans at the property, or 200 people at the property, rather. And we've been able to connect over 150 with housing and with benefits.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when it comes to like your support, sorry to House of Worship, all these organizations made this possible. I know.
Pat us all
on the back. We definitely deserve it. And but granted, definitely COVID affected us just like everybody else. What I did when COVID really hit me, and I think I've told you about it, like at the beginning of the year, I pick up Romans 15:13, and Romans 15:13 talks a lot about kind of giving it to God and about how, there is hope in giving it to God. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit kind of takes up the charge for you. And for me, when I did that, that was when this show came into play, and we created a show so we can expose all the great organizations and the great things that are happening in the world and give grace to God. And then this book that is right here in front of us came to be because of that. And then also the documentary on November 15th called Here Comes That Dreamer. And definitely for those that are listening, the first to call 790-2040, you get a free pair of tickets to Here Comes That Dreamer. Go to herecomesthatdreamer.com if you'd like to get a pair of tickets yourself, or if you'd like to see how you can help support the amazing work we do to help the unhoused population in the city of Tucson. And definitely continue to listen. We have more great show for you. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to support the work that we're doing or to donate. We can definitely use all the support we can get. And we're so happy that you tuned in. I'm Pastor John. I'm here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself. And this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
I am your coach and motivational speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside me with the great Pastor John McLean. And we also have now in the studio, I believe it's, let me see if I'm pronouncing it correct, Tian?
Tian.
Tian Kennedy. Man, I got it. Okay.
You'll get it next time.
Tian, I love the name. Yes, yeah. I will. So yeah, welcome back, guys. I'm really excited. And today's motivational tip of the week is something that I love, that I've been practicing a lot recently, and that's self-compassion.
Mm.
Self-compassion is crucial for not only our success in our careers, but also our success in life, just relationships, in any area of our lives. I think self-compassion is very powerful. And so I think that many times what happens in our lives is we're very hard on ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah, I know I've been very hard on myself. I know that probably everybody's been hard on themselves at one point in their lives. Maybe they're not doing so well in their career, in their health, their relationships. And we are our own worst enemy sometimes. We talk to ourselves very in a very negative way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I picked up a couple of self-compassion tips from this great psychologist, Kristen Neff. I don't know if you've ever heard of Kristen, but she's really powerful, highly recommend her. And she mentioned how when we are going through some tough times, or maybe we're procrastinating, or maybe we're just been doing really badly in our jobs, or we're just falling behind, anything.
Yeah.
She says,
Just negative stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then, so in that moment, you have to stop and tell yourself, how would I speak to a friend of mine, like a really good friend?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think like that. We tell ourselves, oh, I messed up again. Oh, I can't believe I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just remember, your words are very powerful. The word becomes a thought, creates a feeling. You take an action, you get a result. Get a lousy result, here comes another negative thought or word. So in that moment, we have to tell ourselves, hey, it's okay. You know, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's all right. Andres, you have to talk to yourself this way, because it's like if you have another person in the room there that telling you, hey, Andres, it's okay. You messed up. It's all right. What can you do next time to make sure that doesn't happen again? And then you think, oh, wow, okay, I could actually just redirect my thoughts and my words and ask myself a better question. We don't ask ourselves good questions. We tell, why do I always do that? That's not a good question. Ask yourself, how can I do this differently? Mm. Rather than saying, oh, I'm always doing that. Okay, I messed up. So how can I make sure that I don't mess up next time? So just as if you were talking to a really good friend. And then the second tip that I have for everybody is just writing a letter. Like if you're writing to a good friend of yours, hey, Andres, you messed up yesterday. You didn't show up to the radio station. You didn't show up for your kid. You didn't show up for your wife. You didn't show up for your family. It's okay, Andres. I love you. And next time I know you're not going to make that mistake, but don't beat yourself up about it.
Mm.
And just writing, journaling has helped me out tremendously. Every day I journal every day, every morning I journal for 5 minutes. I call it a brain dump. I just dump all my thoughts in there. I dump all the problems that I might be going through. I also put what I'm grateful for. And I also put some ideas that I want to create for the future. And then the final one is forgiving yourself. Self-forgiveness is so powerful. I've done this with a lot of clients and it's healing. It does heal. So I want to ask the two of you, do you have something right now that maybe you've been kind of hard on yourself for? Can you think of something?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. You're looking at him going into our souls here, TAN, in the studio.
So can you think of something right now that maybe you've been a little bit hard on yourself?
I know I usually, when I journal, and I usually only journal when things are going bad for me, because I like to stay out of my head. My head's a dangerous spot to hang out in.
Yeah,
so otherwise I'm pretty, okay. But when I'm having a hard time, I journal because it kind of helps me get it all out, like what you're saying. And also I can look back in my journal and say, gosh, I haven't been worrying about this for 7 months. Last time I was writing this down was 7 months ago. Because when you're going through something, it feels like that's like a, I'm always doing this. I always worry about my kids, or I always worry about finances. Mm. And then you look back and you go, I guess I don't always. Right now I'm feeling like that.
Mm.
So that was one of the things when you said that was self-talk, I've learned to never use always, never. If I hear myself say that, I change it. Like this time I thought some negative things or said something rude to someone that I shouldn't have, but I don't let myself say, Tian, you always do that, or you never talk nice to people.
Very nice.
That helps me.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's a common for most pastors, and if not most Christians, is I constantly give myself a hard time about not reading the scripture enough or not praying enough, like I was talking about earlier, where I think us as Christians, we want to just give God, praise just all day long. We want to worship and dance and sing all day, but obviously it's not pragmatic. So, I beat myself up about it too much, but I know me and God we're good. We're in good standing. So
that's good. That's good that you're just raising that awareness. Just even speaking about it,
it
is very helpful because you're getting it out of your head. Because once you get into your head, you're dead, and you go into this crazy, like crazy thoughts. and it could go from one thought to you're dead. It literally, you're thinking in your head that, oh my God, like, what if they shoot up the place, or what if I get COVID, or what if?
And I'd like to add on to that. I think that, you know, just kind of in line with the book I've been telling you about reading, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, where he talks about upper limit problems. And we all have this trigger in our head where we feel like we only deserve so much happiness or so much goodness or so much pleasure. So these things that you're talking about where we are, you know, doing something that kind of sabotages us, or we're doing something that isn't in line with our morals or ethics, we can just, if we remind ourselves that's just that upper limit being triggered again, then we can, like you're saying, do that positive talk, or do that kind of talk yourself off the cliff talk that we all have to do. And I think the ones, those of us, and even, you know, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies have upper limit problems that they kind of have to work through by not allowing the negative self-talk or the stinking thinking, like we've talked about before on the show, own them. And I love, like usual, like you bringing up that point of, we constantly have to remind ourselves, talk right to yourself, treat yourself like a good friend because you deserve it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know that I wouldn't say to you, oh, John, you just messed up, man. How could you do that? Mm-hmm. I would never talk to you that way. Yeah. But it's so crazy how we talk to ourselves that way. So for anybody right now that is feeling some type of guilt, shame, anything, what I want you to do, and I would like for you to participate as well, touch your heart right now. Put your hand on your heart and close your eyes right now. Close your eyes and say to yourself, I forgive myself and I love myself, and breathe it in. So let's say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And I love myself.
And I love myself.
Breathe it in. Okay. How does that feel?
I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like James Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, forgive yourself, love yourself. And if you don't need to forgive yourself for anything, just go, Andres, I love you, man. You're such a nice man. You're such a good person. Remind yourself that you're a good person, so you won't get to the point where you have to forgive yourself, where you're going to beat yourself up. Just say, Andres, I love you. You are courageous. You are bold. You are beautiful. You are the best. Okay? So if... Guys, this was the tip of the week. I hope this was helpful.
That was awesome.
Good.
That was great. Yeah, yeah, I could just see Tian's eyes were like a little bit brighter than when she stepped in the studio.
Beautiful, so beautiful. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just grateful to be able to provide this for you. And also, I just want to announce that, you know, if you want to take your life to the next level, if you're ready to pursue that goal, that dream of helping other people and also making an income out of it, I have my Legacy Coaching Academy, the second one that will be launching on November. So if you're interested in becoming a life coach and, you know, maybe making some side income and then eventually becoming a full-time coach and impacting people's lives so you can run your own calendar, be your own boss, and do work that you love every day, send me a message at ibelieveinmyselfcoaching@gmail.com. You can also check out my website at ibelieveinmyself.org, and we will get you started, get you on a call, and give you all the details on it, and then so you can pursue your greatness. We will be right back with more Common Good Radio.
Yep, that's right. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, also brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And I have with me Andreas Ruiz, brought to you by I Believe in Myself.
Yes, yes,
that's right. Brought straight to us, and you just gave us some, like a kiss, a beautiful motivational segment. Thank you once again for that. I feel good. I think Tian's rock feeling it too.
Nice, I love it.
That's right. When I'm a millionaire, I'm going to hire him to call me every morning and just give me my daily motivation.
So what, another year? So that beautiful voice you guys hear, that's Tian Kennedy with Gap Ministries. And if you guys don't know about Gap Ministries from listening to our show, well, you're about to figure it out, because it's, I want to think, in competition for one of the most amazing organizations in Tucson.
You.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely. Think that's arguably a thing. And if you don't realize why, you're about to find out now. So, Tian, tell me, what are these different programs that are encompassed under this Gap umbrella? Because I know, like, every time I think I know them all, another one pops up.
I know. It's so true. It's thank you for your kind words. I think it's interesting because you say that about us, but yet we're probably one of the best kept secrets in Tucson.
Absolutely.
And I don't know why that is exactly, but the one thing is, if we can get people to come visit us and see our facility and see mm-hmm. what we do and just get a glimpse of it, mm-hmm. they're just blown away. I give tours of people, and now it's hard with COVID to give mm-hmm. tours, but mm-hmm. every single person I've ever given a tour says, oh my gosh, I had no yeah. idea.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, if you do feel comfortable, I'm always happy to show somebody around, and mm-hmm. we can just do it, the two of us, and you can keep a mask on mm-hmm. and not be around a lot of people. So I'm happy to do tours of Gap.
Yeah, well, I know you have the warehouse, and that warehouse mm-hmm. is ginormous. I know that's what's pretty much what she's talking about. If you go yeah. into this place, she'll be like, how did I not know this place existed?
It's like Costco or something.
So you have, what is that program called? The Gap Warehouse?
It's called the Community Warehouse.
Okay, Community Warehouse.
Because it's really not about Gap. I mean, mm-hmm. we host it there, but we give freely. The thoughts behind Gap from the onset with Greg and Pam Ayers, the founders, was that we're a conduit for whatever God wants to put into the community and other people. So mm-hmm. they've always said, if we get things, we don't hoard them, because then God won't see us as a conduit that he can share freely mm-hmm. with us. We mm-hmm. give it out and just trust him for what's coming next, that mm-hmm. we'll have it. And in the early days, that might mean hot dogs. We were going to do a back-to-school backpack event, and we needed 20,000 hot dogs. And we got wow. some hot dogs in, but the backpack event's 2 weeks away, and another group called us and said, we're having an outreach for the homeless and we need hot dogs.
Mm. Oh.
And they'd say, okay, here you go. How many do you need? Well, we need 2,000. So we give them 2,000 hot dogs. Now we don't have enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then God would bring it in. Oh, and I've, nice. In 9 years Always. Of being there, I've seen it over and over mm-hmm. again, where when we step out in faith and just be obedient and not mm-hmm. hoard, not try to make it work ourselves, he makes it happen. Mm-hmm. Another example, one time we had an organization in town that gave us a lot of money for a stove, a special stove we have.
Mm.
It's a magical stove called the Rationale that nice. You just push buttons and it cooks for you.
Oh, nice.
But we were going to host them, and John Hahn, uh-huh. who you all know on the show,
yeah,
he was thinking, oh, John. I wish we had eggplant yeah. because I could have this dish I could make for them when they come. That'd be mm. really special. Well, guess what came in our donated produce that week? It's never, ever come before, eggplant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just interesting, you know, when you just walk in obedience, God just comes through. So that's the warehouse. We just crossed over 1 million pounds of food we've given away this year in COVID.
Wow.
We're at 1,011,000.
Wow. That's amazing.
Because we've been doing a food box program with Feed America.
Give or take 11,000 or so, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Give or take 11. And so that's been really exciting this summer with a lot of families hurting. Mm. And we opened up our warehouse. Normally, we're not direct served, so we work with nonprofits that then serve people. So like mm. yourself, mm-hmm. and then you take it to your veterans and mm. the homeless people that you reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
But this summer we opened up to all foster families, beautiful. Adoptive mm. families, and kinship, which are the families that are like grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles that take the kids in. Mm. They don't get paid as much as a foster family would. Mm. They don't have to jump through all the hoops either.
Mm-hmm.
But so we opened it up to them as well to try to meet some of their extra needs this summer.
Yeah, and I saw there at your facility, I mean, you gave me a tour about a month ago, and all these different areas. I saw you have like the foster, like the visitation rooms, mm-hmm. and you have the community warehouse. You got the Gap Kitchen I know about because we volunteer right. there every Wednesday. And what else, what other programs do you guys operate?
Well, I always like to, because my mind kind of works in yeah. a logical way, like yeah. folders. So like, you absolutely. Know, why do you have all this things? So really there's two sides to Gap.
Okay.
When we first started, Greg Ayers said that he felt God called him to care for the widows, the orphan, the hungry, and the naked.
Mm.
So he said, but how do I do that, Lord? And God said, well, what's in your hand? And Greg and Pam said, well, we have a house with extra rooms so we can take in foster kids.
Mm.
And we have food in our pantry so we can start a feeding pantry.
Yeah.
So from that, we kind of have the two sides of Gap. Foster children, which is the heart of Gap, of the children.
Mm-hmm.
But then caring for people in need and trying to fix families before they break to the point of foster care being needed.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of, if we could solve the problem before the kids ever come into the system, we wouldn't need our foster care system programs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so the more we can provide for families that are maybe financially on the verge of being in a crisis situation where addictions start up again, mm-hmm. or you know, just all those things that happen when you're in such a panic mode, then that keeps kids in home with their own families, which is good. And then if we can help families after the kids are out, are been pulled by the state and put into foster care, for instance, through the culinary training program, and give somebody that has made mistakes, kids have been removed, they've gone to prison, whatever, help them get back on their feet and get their families back together and start a new time and not carry on those cycles. It's breaking cycles. So yeah, we have the foster kids, which we have group homes. We have 10 group homes. They're family style with house parent couples. And I think we're at about close to 90 kids a night that we're caring for in those homes.
So also, I wanted, before we bust into a break and pay some respects to our sponsors, you guys being one of them, tell us about the Campus of Hope, and then we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll probably touch on that again once we get out of the break.
Well, GAP has been, last year was our 20th anniversary, and the building that we're currently in, we're in a 40,000 square foot warehouse. That encompasses the visitation rooms for families working to reunite their families, the kitchen, the warehouse. But we lease that building. It's a long-term lease. We've had a 10-year lease. It expires the end of 2022, and then we'll have to re-up that lease. And so we have been looking for property because leases are expensive, and we got in at the end of the crash in 2008, so we got a really great rate, but it's probably going to go up in 2022.
Yeah.
So we've been looking at properties, and that's what the Campus of Hope is. It's a property that we found that seems to meet our needs perfectly going forward, that we will own. We'll save about, the rent is about twice as much as the mortgage would be. So that's what the Campus of Hope is.
That's wild. And I've seen some pictures of that place. It's amazing. Like, can you explain that for the radio listeners? What it's kind of like going to be encompassed at that campus? Maybe in difference or just in general?
It's about 4.5 acres. And what's neat about it is right now we're in one great big warehouse building. But this one seems to have been built for GAP. It's got warehouses where we need a warehouse. It's got more of a home, kind of a big homey building that's not a warehouse, that's better for our foster families, foster children and their families, because it doesn't feel so commercial. And it'll be safer because it's separate. And then we've got an area for the kitchen. It was just like it was made for us. And the other thing that's really special about it is the people that are currently in there have the lease till the end of 2021. So they'd be paying the mortgage while we get transitioned. Because they're already leasing the facility. So we've got the drawings. They're up on GAP Campus of Hope, and people can look at some of the artist renderings of what it will be like. But it's going to increase our capacity. It's going to make just more of a long-term, making some things happen with GAP and bringing hope.
Awesome. Well, you guys continue to listen. We'll be back with TN Kennedy after the break. Definitely also go to veteranrescuemission.org to support us however you can, whether it's this show or our homeless veteran transition program. We certainly need all the help we can possibly get. We're also right now asking for anybody looking to donate any vehicles. We have a few vets that need vehicles to get to their different jobs and to their different appointments. So always looking for vehicles to be donated. And obviously, if you want to donate your time or volunteer, come volunteer with us. I certainly recommend volunteering with GAP Ministries. We volunteer every Wednesday morning to help with the free lunch program for the children in the schools. So,
what time is that?
That's every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We show up.
Cool.
Yeah. So, contact us. What's the website for GAP?
It's gapmin.com.
Gapmin.com. We'll be right back. That's smooth. I don't know if I've heard that one before. That's
a
nice
new one,
and
huh?
Calm. Yeah. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yep.
I'm Pastor John McClain in studio with the one and only, the notorious and infamous yet famous, I believe in myself's only, Andreas Ruiz.
Yes, sir. Ooh,
yes. And then we still have in studio with us the lovely, the amazing, the mind-blowing Tian Kennedy, because this lady, she's creative.
She's like, very creative.
I've had the good fortune of sitting down with her and her kind of like, tell me the stuff, one, that Gap's doing, and just ideas. I think she took a tour of Veteran Rescue Mission about a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And I think I may have got you in trouble with your daughter, but just because you told me, you know, you're telling me like her dreams, and like you get real passionate about it. I had to be careful.
Yeah, I say too much sometimes.
I don't know if you're allowed to tell me that dream of hers, but yeah, that's awesome. So so we have Tian Kennedy in studio with us with Gap Ministries. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, for being here.
Thrilled to be here.
And we were touching before the break. We were talking about kind of the repertoire of programs that Gap Ministry does, and then I think kind of most recently, and this one of the most amazing things that's come to Tucson recently, or will be coming to Tucson, the Campus of Hope, and kind of in line with that, like, and not only the Campus of Hope, but just Gap in general, like. How can, what is the process of a nonprofit getting involved with Gap Ministries to be able to have resources to help people with their nonprofit, like you were talking about with Veteran Rescue Mission earlier?
Well, the thing that's a great partnership with about, I think we have 15 food partners that come every week to get food and then take it out into the community. Mm-hmm. And then we have, I think, around 50 partners like yourself that come and get non-food items from the warehouse.
Nice.
And so any nonprofit that serves people, individuals in need, can come and be a part of the warehouse and come and shop. You get vouchers, and then you can come and get items from the warehouse to serve those people that you work with. And you can also give those vouchers, like the ones that you have, you could assign them to someone. So you guys are vetting people for us, because like I said, we don't have direct, like homeless people can't just walk in and come in. But if you, as a nonprofit, said, I want to give a $10 voucher to somebody, and with $10 in our warehouse, we have medicines that are like 50 cents for like a, you know, Tylenol jar or allergy medicines. You know how much expensive those are, like $8.50?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
And you can get one for like 25 cents. So it's pennies on the dollar.
Nice.
But we're just trying to get it. We've got microwaves. We've got all kinds of things. Building materials.
Yeah, I want to think it's kind of like, almost like Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Walmart except for of kind of like what seems like donated items to you guys in some capacity, or items that like the world has given to you guys.
Well, it kind of seems like Walmart because they give us a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, huh.
So they're one of our partners through something called Good 360,
okay,
which is an online resource for nonprofits where they talk to all the retailers in the United States and communicate with them. If you're going to be throwing something away, sometimes retailers, it's easier just to throw it in the dumpster, have it end up in a landfill, write it off, than it is to figure out where to send it to.
That's wild.
As sad as it could be. You know, here there's people in so much need. So that's what Good 360's role has been, to work with retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond, Bye Bye Baby. I'm trying to think of some of the things we've gotten in Target. And if they have something, for instance, one time we got a bunch of pillows from Target. I think we got 60,000 brand new pillows, but they had to get rid of them because they had tags on them that said Made in America, and they weren't Made in America. So when they got them in, it was like, hey, we can't sell these. This wasn't, you know, so they had to get rid of them, and Good 360 asked, would you guys like them? So that's kind of how we get things.
So whoever sold them, Target, those 60,000 pillows made out like a bandit, didn't they?
I don't know how that works.
Shame on you.
I'm glad for us. Restoration Hardware, Pottery Barn. We've gotten all kinds of cool stuff.
And
we share it with others that need it. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. And then so that's the nonprofit. Actually, explain the process. Like, who does a nonprofit contact if they want to?
If you're interested in that, the best thing probably is go to gapmin.com and look under the things we do. It's the community warehouse, and then it tells who to contact over there. Jerry is our person that works with people to set up partnerships.
Okay.
So But if you call the main line and say you want to find out more about the warehouse and how you're a nonprofit, you'd like to get involved, they'll put you through to the right person.
Nice.
So that'd be great. We don't have a lot of food that we share with other nonprofits, because how that works is they have to come and get a whole bunch. I mean, like, you've got to have a walk-in fridge. Mm-hmm. And it's in bulk, and you have to take everything we give you that day, because we take all that we get, we divide it up amongst our partners. Mm-hmm. And if we got 30 pallets of mangoes, you're going home with 30 pallets of mangoes that day. Mm-hmm. That's just, so that one's a little bit harder to get involved in. But the non-food products, we've got lots of stuff, and we'd like to move it through. We don't want it to go to waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure, just like you were saying before, it's all about getting it out there. You know, God will replenish you just fine. So.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so anybody that's out there that's part of a nonprofit, that's connected to a nonprofit, knows somebody who's connected to a nonprofit, have them contact gapmin.com, if .org?
.com.
Gapmin.com.
I don't know why we do that,
com,
but we do.
Gapmin.com. And then you can find the number there. You can find all the contact information. Definitely plug in. And then I guess kind of connected to that question, for like General John Q. Public that's listening to this right now and is like, man, that sounds really cool. I'd love to plug in. Like, what do they got for me over there? Like, what do you say
to
John?
Yeah, glad you asked, John Q. Public.
Yeah, Mr. John.
We've got all kinds of volunteer opportunities. Now, of course, with COVID, it's been a little weird, but people are starting to come. I mean, like I said, we have a 40,000 square foot warehouse, so we have plenty of social distancing, and you don't have to be on top of each other. So we always need people to help us sort items in the warehouse, and we work with businesses and large groups. We've had like the South Point Honor Society or youth groups or... you know, different corporate groups that want to come volunteer. There's not a lot of places in town where you can have 20 people come and all volunteer as a group. So, and we'll spread you out. We'll put you in small groups. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Volunteering. We also need help sometimes in the kitchen, like what you're doing. And then in our Miracle Center thrift store, that's something I didn't talk about today.
Okay.
Miracle Center is a nonprofit that's been in Tucson for 20 years, and they came under our umbrella last year. And they help women that are recovering from drug addiction. It's a transitional program, and we have a thrift store, Treasures and More.
Okay.
So we always need help there as well. And then, obviously, donations. And the easiest donation to make, probably ground floor, that doesn't cost you a dime, is the tax credit. GAP qualifies for the foster care tax credit, which is 500 individuals, 1,000 for couples filing jointly. And it's dollar for dollar. Instead of paying the state of Arizona your hard-earned money, give it to a nonprofit and we'll use it better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. So they can volunteer their time at the warehouse, volunteer their time in the kitchen, they can volunteer their time at the Miracle Center, they can donate their tax credit, they can just donate.
They can just donate.
With donations, aside from money, obviously, what are some of the other donations that are kind of always something that you're looking for at GAP? And we'll close on this, this thought.
You know, it varies all the time. Like at Easter, sometimes if somebody would call us up and say, we'd like to donate Easter baskets or Christmas. We need people that help at Christmas to help us buy gifts for all the kids to go Christmas shopping. But anything, if you're getting rid of furniture or clothing, drop it off. If we can't use it for our kids, for our ladies at the Miracle Center, for our people coming out of the culinary program, we will make sure it goes to somebody in need. It'll go to your program. It'll go to, you know, one of these other nonprofits. We'll get it out there.
Awesome. Yeah. And those who are listening, go to gapmin.com to donate or to get involved. We appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much. Another amazing Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. God bless you. I hope your week continues to be amazing, and nothing but blessings come your way.
Peace.